When the Exxon Valdez spilled 11 million gallons of crude oil into Prince William Sound in 1989, the immediate impacts were fairly obvious. Researchers estimate that hundreds of thousands of seabirds and thousands of sea otters died within months. But in the years that followed, some populations bounced back quickly, while others may never recover. Now, nearly three decades later, researchers are starting to understand why. Rachel Waldholtz of Alaska's Energy Desk reports.
Okay, you might want to cover your ears for a minute. I'm going to play you some tape from 28 years ago. That's the sound of sea otters being unloaded from a helicopter at the Anchorage Airport in 1989 after being rescued from Prince William Sound.
That noise is sea otter pups that are in distress. So yeah, it's pretty distinctive. Screeching sound that you wouldn't expect to come from such a cuddly-looking animal.
Dan Essler is a biologist with the U.S. Geological Survey in Anchorage. He started studying the aftermath of the Exxon Valdez in 1994, and he definitely didn't expect he'd still be studying it all these years later, because biologists didn't think it would take that long for wildlife to recover.
Even back in 94, there was some surprised about the evidence that some species weren't fully recovered already. And this was 5 years after the spill. So even that seemed like it was a long duration.
Little did they know. Sea otters weren't declared recovered until 2014. That's 25 years after the spill. But other species did much better. So Essler and his team asked, why? Why did some species bounce right back while others still haven't recovered? They found that some wildlife kept running into oil years after the spill. That oil lingered in beach sediment, where animals like sea otters hunt for food.
As they're digging in the sediment to pull out clams and other prey, there's a risk that they would dig into a pocket of oil.
Other species didn't have that problem. Bald eagles, for instance. Once the initial spill had dispersed, eagles weren't that likely to encounter oil again. And eagles can reproduce pretty quickly. But for species that take longer to reproduce, the spill was devastating. Two populations of killer whales still haven't recovered.
And it's not that they're still being exposed to oil. It's that because of the life history of these animals, it's almost impossible for them to have recovered, in a short time frame.
Or even a long one. One population may never recover. The takeaway, Essler says, is there's no such thing as a single response to an oil spill. Some species can shake it off. For others, a spill can have ripple effects for generations. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Anchorage.